Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Divulge. I'm your host, Dylan, and let's get right into today's episode. A lot has been going on in the social media world lately, and I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it freely on my podcast, where I can sit here, voice my opinions, and not have to worry about being attacked by 50,000 people over the world just because we simply disagree with each other's opinions. I'm over it. That's what this episode is going to be about. If it sounds like something you're not going to be interested in, I totally understand that. Please log off. But for now, let's fucking get into it. And I'm going to be the voice for so many people whose voices are being silenced. Now, before I start speaking about these subjects, I think it's really important to let everyone know my identity. So I'm 34 years old. I'm cisgender. For those of you that don't know what that means, cisgender means that you identify with the sex that you were born. So there's obviously a lot of debating about that, but I am respectful of the fact that cisgender is now a word that exists that people prefer us to use, and I'm happy to use that. I am a cisgender female. I have a wife, so I am part of the LGBT community. I identify as a lesbian. I have dated men before many years ago, but here I am today, beautiful wife, beautiful life, and yeah. I've been part of the LGBT community for quite a long time. Although I didn't have my first girlfriend until I was about 20 years old, I definitely knew that I was attracted to women well before that. So I think I was about 15 years old and I was in high school and I kissed my first ever girl. And it was a weird story. I don't think it's a weird story. It was pretty general, but back then, this is like 2002, being gay was not the norm in the country town that I grew up in. I grew up in a really small country town in the middle of nowhere and no one was gay. I didn't know anyone that was gay. I didn't even think I was gay. I had a boyfriend, but I just was attracted to girls, but I didn't think it was gay. I don't know how else to explain that. But I just remember being at this party and this girl, her name was Emma. I remember she was having this competition with someone to see who could kissed the most people at the party, and it sort of was getting to the end of the night and she was running out of people of the opposite gender to kiss, and I was like, oh well, you're gonna have to start kissing people of the same gender, or something like that. And eventually we kissed, and that was my first ever kiss with a girl, and I was very, very, very young, so it definitely been in me for a long time. And then I would say that I really became part of the LGBT community in my early 20s. So that would be around 2007, 2008. So I've been part of the community for a very, very long time. That being said, the next paragraph that is about to come out of my mouth is probably going to hurt your feelings if you are not genuine. And I literally do not give a fuck. Being part of a minority group is not a trend. It is not a statement. It is not popular. It is not cool. Being part of a minority group actually fucking sucks. And all of you who are trying to cash in on it as some way of making yourselves look different or to stand out in a crowd or because you think it's cool to have a different pronoun in your bio need to get the fuck out of the group because you do not belong here. This is serious. No one is sitting here being part of a minority group because they have chosen to be the outcast. People in these groups are struggling daily with survival. They're getting kicked out of homes, disowned by families, disowned by friends, and it is not okay for you to sit there and pretend to identify as someone from a minority group because you want to change your pronoun in your bio because it looks trendy on TikTok. That is not fucking okay, and I'm sick to death of seeing it. It is very obvious the genuine people who are struggling with their identity and then the people who are just doing it to cash in on a trend. I'm overseeing it. I'm done seeing it. Also, keep your mouth shut. No one wants to hear what you have to say when you aren't actually part of the minority group and you aren't actually struggling with things that other people are struggling with. Gender identity crisis is serious. And I have spent years and years trying to influence people in my life of how serious gender identity crisis is. It is not something that I have had to personally deal with myself. And I know that many people in the world, for some reason, think that if you haven't had to deal with something yourself, you shouldn't be able to comment on it. And while I can respect that in some situations, this is a situation that I feel like I've been close enough to people that have had gender identity crises that I can comment on it. I have seen firsthand how it works. So I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm not going to name any names. I have a friend of mine, and he was born with a female anatomy. This friend of mine, when they were female, really struggled with their gender identity. They, on the daily, were on the verge of unaliving. It was very obvious. It was hard to be around. They were struggling very, very hard. It's not something to make light of. It's not something to make fun of. This is serious. This person did not want to be in the world anymore, and they could not work out why for such a long time. I'll never forget the day that the person told me that they were transgender. It was like a weight had lifted off their shoulders and their whole life was going in such a better direction. They were happy. And the shit part was that their family disowned them. Their family disowned them, but the change in the person, it was like a miracle. It was, I don't know how else to explain it, but seeing that, seeing the change and seeing what not identifying with your born gender did to this person really, really helped me understand how important gender identity crisis is. Okay, so I've let loose a little there. I've explained some things. I've gone a little bit probably harder than I wanted to, but I wanted to come in hard and heavy on this podcast because it's important. Now, if you have been on my socials, you have obviously seen what has recently been happening. It's a very simple situation, very simple, that was blown out of proportion. So it all started with a TikTok video that I made calling Gen Z bullies. The video blew up very quickly. It has around 900,000 views, 227,000 likes, and 15,000 comments. And I can tell you right now, because I have full access to everything, even the filtered comments, the majority of those 15,000 comments are from people who agree that Gen Z are bullies. There are multiple blue tick comments in there from influencers who agree, influencers who are tired of being called out on stuff, tired of being called names, and thanking me for actually being the voice, finally, of saying something about it. Everyone's like, you're so brave, you're so brave. I'm not brave. I'm fucking petrified. If you have not seen what has happened since that video, I have been attacked, annihilated, defamed, everything. So I'm not brave. I am shitting my fucking self. That video was the start of it. That's how it started. Then it moved on. Someone commented and said, I'd really like to hear your opinion on Zizo pronouns. So off I went. I made a video. I said in the video, she, I understand, is female. He, I understand, is male. They, I understand, is for people that don't identify with either gender. Zizo, I didn't understand. I said that I Googled it and that Google says that it's a gender neutral pronoun. And I didn't understand why, if they was gender neutral, we also needed Zizo, which was also gender neutral, because they kind of seemed like the same thing to me. Never once did I say anything bad, other than I used the wrong word and I said, you know, I approve of they, when I should have not said approve, because people were taking that as me thinking that I was God and that I could tell them what they could and can't use, which obviously is very incorrect. If you know me, I wasn't doing anything like that at all. I was literally just saying she, he, and they totally get it. Zizer didn't really understand, because when I looked it up, it had the same definition as they, them. Some really lovely people ended up coming into my DMs after that video, and they were like, hey, do you mind if I take a moment to explain to you the difference between they, them, and Zizo pronouns? I'd really like you to understand. I can see that you're not hurtful or harmful to the community. You just want to know, or you're just confused. And I really respected and appreciated those people. And the way that everyone explained it kind of differently to me, but the way that one specific person explained it to me was that they, them is a gender neutral pronoun, and Ziza is a genderless pronoun. And then I kind of understood it. I was like, okay, no worries. I get that. Like that makes sense to me. Thank you for explaining that. where it got a little bit sticky, where it got a little bit hairy, where shit got a little bit fucking out of hand was people started calling me transphobic in my comments because I didn't understand what Z-Zer meant. Let me tell you right fucking now, I am not transphobic. I will not allow you to call me transphobic. And how dare you dilute a word that is meant for people who hate and actually have a phobia of our community and call me that because I didn't understand a pronoun. Do you see the damage you are doing? That is so damaging to dilute a word down so much that it's for someone that doesn't agree with you or doesn't understand something. That is the dumbest thing I have ever seen anyone do and call it progressive. Because of what happened and because people were calling me transphobic, I got my back up and I got a little bit annoyed. But then what really ticked me off, what got me going, was someone in my comments said, pronouns don't equal gender. And I was like, okay, great. But she and him pronouns do equal gender. So if all the other pronouns don't equal gender, I get that. But she and him, like, they're gendered pronouns. And they were like, no pronouns equal gender. And that still doesn't sit right with me. I'm not saying that I am right or that you are wrong, although I probably did come across that way because I was getting really fucking annoyed on my TikTok. But what I don't get is, if she and him don't equal gender, why do we need they and Z? Why do we need the genderless pronouns if the she and him don't equal gender? Like, and how is it fair for people that do identify with the gender, for you to then tell them, well, your pronoun is now genderless. I'm sorry, but it's now genderless. Like, it just, I'm not being hateful. I just don't think that it's right to do that, because a lot of people in the LGBTQ+A community identify with she, him pronouns as gendered pronouns, and it's not right for you to change the meaning of the word. Here's another thing that they were telling me. They were saying, well, I was like, the definition of the word of for she is someone that identifies as a female. And their response was, the English language is fluid and it changes every day and we are changing the meaning. I'm sorry. What gives you the right to change a meaning of the word that means something to people that identify as it? I'm obviously very passionate about this, so it's really hard to try and keep like a level head when I'm talking about this and not come across like I'm being hateful. Like, I genuinely have so much empathy for anyone who is going through gender identity crisis. Like, it is not okay. I understand the support that is needed. I understand all of that. And, you know, if you're someone that's gender fluid, someone that's gender neutral, someone that's genderless, I get it. I've never felt it myself, but I've seen the struggle. I know it's not easy, and I am here for you. I am always here for you. You can reach out to me. I will always be a supportive person of everyone in the community for the right reasons. And I will always 100% respect anyone's pronouns that they tell me they identify with. If you are genderless and you say that your pronouns are she, they, I will respect that for you. Of course I will. I don't understand it because for me, she is a gendered pronoun, but I will still respect that that is what you have asked me to use to call you. And it does not make me transphobic to think that way. And once again, you are damaging the community by saying that it does. Now, let's move along. I want to talk about what's going on in these groups that are sitting there annihilating the fucking shit out of me and thinking that I can't see it. It's just funny because these groups have 55,000. One of them has 55,000 people in it. The other one has 1,100 people in it. I'm not going to name the groups because I really don't want them to get hate. I did previously name them, but I've removed those and I'm not going to do that again. First of all, they clearly don't know that new online bullying laws came into effect last week. So any harmful content that's not removed can actually see them fine $110,000. Also, I want to say a huge thank you to the countless people. And when I say countless, I mean countless. Like, So many people in my DMs on Instagram and on Facebook are sending me screenshots of the people that are posting in these groups. I have all of their names. I have every single comment. I have videos of all of the comments that everyone's saying, and I have them all filed away in a file on my computer because what they are doing is defamation. They are calling me racist and calling me transphobic on a page with a lot of people. So it may be a private group, but it's still very public. It's very damaging to me and my reputation, especially when the claims are not true. And I have actually messaged a couple of the people to ask them to remove. I sought out legal help. So I did speak to a lawyer, and they said, try and get them to remove the posts themselves. If they don't remove the posts after a few attempts, we can send them a cease and desist, because what they are doing is defaming your name and we can take it further. So I have reached out to them to get them to remove it. Not because I care in the sense of like, I'm crying or I'm sitting here being like, I can't believe they're talking about me like that. That's not it at all. It's simply what they're saying and what they're encouraging is, what they're saying is incorrect. And the behavior that they are encouraging is so fucking damaging to the community. I just am not going to have a bar of it. Like, I'm not going to have a bar of it anymore. So the funny part is that one of the group rules, I'm going to read it out to you guys. When you go to join this group, there are so many rules that I don't even know why anyone would join the groups, because they're fucking dumb. So this is one. Rule number two, be understanding, no insults or name calling. Don't be judgmental. Keep comments positive and constructive. Name calling or insults towards members are not tolerated. Don't kick people when they're already down with negative or snarky comments. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the only reason they have that rule written there is because they think that it's going to make Facebook think that they're a good group, when really they're just a group of horrible people who allow bullying and defamation, and they're actually potentially going to get a massive fucking fine, and I cannot wait for the day. So previously they had made a post about me a while ago. The group got reported by multiple people after that post, and I know that because the people contacted me. I also reported the group, obviously I'm going to, and the group got taken down. I can't say that the group got taken down because of our reports. It may have been taken down for another reason, but the fact of the matter is like 2 or 3 weeks ago, it got bulk reported. Then I got a message direct from Facebook telling me that the group had been taken down because it wasn't following guidelines. The new post now is, I can see who it's from a young girl. And the post says, trigger warning, transphobic. Just a heads up that this TikTok is complete bullshit. The OG group, Pour the Tea, was zucked because two admins were joking around and used a swear word, and FB flagged it as bullying. I'm sorry, but Facebook is not going to remove an entire group because someone swore in a post. I don't believe that. I don't believe for a second that that's why it got removed. I believe it got removed because there were probably multiple posts like the one about me, and people were sick of your fucking shit. This person that's talking about me, this person is just trying to insert herself into the situation in any way possible for fame. I'm sorry. Sorry, I dropped my phone. Okay. Here is something that you need to learn. As you get older, you don't give a shit about staying relevant. It might seem important to you when you're young to stay relevant and cool and in the scene and popular, but when you get older, that's the least of your fucking worries. I'm sitting here worrying about buying my second house. I couldn't give a shit if I'm relevant on social media or not. I enjoy social media, but I don't care if I'm relevant. I'm not about to go and insert myself into some little fucking gossipy, bitchy Facebook group because I want to stay relevant. I'm standing up for myself because I'm not going to allow you to defame me. Okay, the post continues. She also is clearly transphobic by saying the issue with LGBTQIA+ are trans activists and trans people aren't reasonable or understanding. She then blocked me from her page. So let me explain this to you. Someone commented under one of my videos, and they said, I think the LGB community is fantastic and I 100% support them, but the T's and T activists are some of the most hateful people I've ever seen online. And I commented and replied to that, but I made a spelling mistake. And in the 5 minutes that spelling mistake was public for, this person screenshot it and plastered it on page after page after page after page. And I had corrected it and they failed to put the correction in. I also personally messaged them and they still just ignored me. So who's chasing clout here? Me or you, who is refusing to give all the information because your post blew up in a group and you want the attention of bullying me because it gets you attention to mention my name. So my comment was supposed to say, I think it's the tea activists. I'm yet to see an actual tea person who isn't reasonable and understanding. Because in my opinion, every transgender person that I have ever met is so reasonable and so understanding. There are a few trans activists who aren't actually transgender, but they just speak on behalf of them, which I agree is okay. But sometimes they take it a bit too far because they don't understand the damage that they're doing. So that's what I was saying. But I accidentally wrote, I'm yet to see an actual T person who is reasonable and understanding. And if you have an iPhone, you know that all of the time your phone autocorrects is and isn't to each other. It just happens. It's a common thing that happens. So I understand why for those 5 minutes, it may have looked transphobic. I get that. But when I corrected myself and when I personally messaged that person and when other people were commenting under that being like, hey, I think you made a spelling mistake, babe. They chose to ignore it. The groups chose to keep the post up with the incorrect information. So tell me how you are sticking to your guideline rules for people joining your group by saying, don't be judgmental, keep comments positive and constructive, no name calling. When you're sitting here posting false information even after you've been told that it's false, come on, come on, come on. Like not having a bar of it, won't let you do that. No, 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 not cool. This is just straight up bullshit at this point. Like if you can't see the damage you're doing to the community that you say you're a part of, you must be blind. Millennials, boomers, everyone before us, you don't even understand the shit that we had to go through to even be seen as homosexual. Like you're out here being able to be pretty openly gay because of all of the work that the generations before you did, and you're fighting for pronouns, which is fucking great. I totally get that. But you're taking so much advantage of how accepted you are, and you're just reversing everything. And it's infuriating to see. Like, I can't keep watching it. I was chatting to a gentleman one day, and this gentleman said, I will never be taking my children to a football game that has men running around the field pretending to be women. I feel like that is an example of transphobia. I sat there and had a very strong conversation with this man and explained the gender identity crisis that people go through. I had such a lengthy conversation with him and I was never able to change his mind, but I still took the time. I took the effort. I was kind. Do you know why I was kind? Here's something y'all need to learn. I was kind because when this gentleman grew up, when he was born and the era that he grew up in, he was taught that being gay, being transgender is all a sickness. That's all he knows. That's all he was taught. He didn't choose to think that way. He was taught to think that way. So I do have a little bit of sympathy for the poor guy that has been pushed upon him as a belief and he's struggling to get away from that belief. His parents, his elders, they all taught him that was how he had to think. And now he's 50, 60 years down the track being taught, okay, this is actually okay and you have to accept it. I tried to explain to him that it is okay and why it is okay. But I had sympathy for the guy because he was trying to understand, but he just couldn't. Still, I think it is transphobic, but still I can understand in this situation, he's not beating us. He's not hitting us. He's not posting hate about us online. Can we save these words for people like that? For people that publicly post about hating transgender or homophobia? Can we save these words for people that see us in the street and make us fear for our lives, our actual lives, because they might potentially beat us up or they might potentially kill us? That's transphobic. Those things are phobias, not me having a different opinion on a pronoun to you. Now, look, I know we have come so far, and I know we still have so far to go. It just feels to me like there is a huge difference, a huge gap between what boomers and millennials sort of fought for and what Gen Z are fighting for. I'm just struggling to understand how they can't see the damage they're doing and how it's undoing so much work. Like, you know, we fought to be accepted. We wanted makeup on men and nail polish on men to be something that society accepted. But now we're being told, well, straight people can't do that because it's unfair for them to do that because they can do it without getting beat up. Isn't that what we wanted? Isn't that what we fought for? You probably don't know because you weren't even fucking born yet, but it is what we fought for. We wanted it to be normal. We wanted everyone to feel comfortable, not just gay people. We wanted straight people who wanted to wear nail polish and who wanted to wear eyeliner to feel comfortable doing those things. And now that they're doing them, they're being told they're not allowed to because they can do it without getting beat up. That's not fair. You're literally gatekeeping being beat up. I can't help but think that it just sounds like you want to stand out and you want to be different. Because if you truly were these things and if you truly cared, you would be happy that heterosexual people are doing the same thing and they feel comfortable doing it. You would be happy for that. If you truly identified with being part of the LGBT community, you would feel comfortable and you would feel happy that everyone felt that same happiness and comfortability in their own skin as you do, and it wouldn't bother you. But if you are only part of the community because you want to stand out and you want to be different, then it's going to bother you. And that's not okay. You know, like, when did queer baiting become a thing? And who the fuck cares? How do you know that Billie Eilish isn't bisexual? What, because she hasn't publicly come out and told you? She does not have to. She doesn't have to tell you shit. She doesn't owe you shit. She doesn't owe you an answer. She doesn't owe you nothing. If she wants to half make out with a woman in her music video, she is a fucking loud to. And you know what? It makes me feel so good and so accepted and so comfortable that she felt comfortable to be able to do that, because it means that our work is working. That every rally I have ever walked in, that every conversation I have ever had is finally, finally doing what it's supposed to do, which is bringing us all together. You know, some gender fluid people feel like they identify as a female one day, a male the next day, genderless the next day, and that is completely fine. So why is it not fine for Billie Eilish to maybe be straight one day, be gay the next day, be bi the next day? Why is that not okay? And why does she have to give you an answer? She does not. And apparently now there's something about Olivia Rodrigo being overly affectionate with her friend. Fucking seriously? This is so damaging. So damaging. You're like, accept me because I love a woman, but I'm not going to accept you because you're being too affectionate with a woman. You haven't come out as loving women. So unless you come out as loving women, you can't be affectionate with another woman because that's not fair. How dare you pretend to be me? No, 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 absolutely not. We're not going to let you do this. We're not going to let you take us backwards. It's not okay. Stop doing it. I'm going to summarize this podcast because I'm at 45 minutes and I'm going to hopefully try and cut it down to 20. But the reason I made this is because I think it is important for people to start speaking out. I'm not encouraging you to be hateful. I'm not encouraging you to put people down. I am absolutely not encouraging you to be transphobic, to be in any way homophobic. Everyone needs to understand that everyone is going through their own struggles and trying to work out who they are. Everyone's trying to do what they think is right. And I know that just because I think this is wrong, maybe it doesn't mean that it's wrong, but it feels wrong. It feels really fucking wrong on a lot of levels. Save transphobia for people that hate transgender people, that hate the transgender community. Stop diluting the word. Everyone who doesn't agree with you is not transphobic. To my LGBTQIA+ family, I fucking love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of how far we have come. All of the boomers that fought for us, I love you. All of the millennials that I walked side by side with in all of those rallies down in Brisbane, I love you so much. It was great and it helped us get gay marriage over the line, which, oh my God, I wouldn't be married to my wife if we didn't do that. To all of the newer generations, I really respect and appreciate how much of a change you're making and how, you know, you're making even more noise for us and getting us more accepted. Thank you. Thank you. I honestly cannot thank you enough for taking on that fight, because it can get exhausting when you've done it for a really long time. But to all the people who are taking it too far, recognize that you're taking it too far. Take a step back. It's not okay. We are not going to let you do it anymore. We are going to speak up. Please just take a couple of steps down, meet us on our level, understand where we're coming from. And by doing that, it will actually help you become more accepted. You want everyone to appreciate and respect your pronouns, your Zizo pronouns. And I know there are so many more that I don't know, and I will try and learn them. But, you know, if you want people to respect and appreciate that, you need to be understanding. You need to take the time to explain things to them kindly and nicely and understand that they had a different history to you. So they're not just going to get it straight off the bat. They're not going to understand it. It might take multiple conversations, but you need to have that kindness, compassion, and empathy for them. That is how you're going to get accepted. That is how we are going to win. We're not going to win by you bullying, attacking, and calling everyone phobic anytime they disagree with you. If you own a Facebook group, if you are part of a Facebook group, and you see the type of behavior that I was speaking about earlier, please report the posts. Please report the page. This is not okay. This is bullying. This is harassment. This is clear defamation. These types of things are crimes. Cyberbullying is a crime. I'm not saying I have never done anything like that before. I'm sure I have at one point in my life, and I'm very fucking sorry for it. I do not condone it, and it is not okay. Please, if you see anything in a group that does seem that way, remove yourself. I do have a lot of messages from a lot of you that say, you saw the posts, they made you feel sick, or they made you feel uncomfortable, but you didn't feel comfortable speaking up because you would then get attacked. That's okay. If you don't feel comfortable, that's okay. But what that means is that's a sign for you to leave the group. You need to leave it and you need to report it. And for anyone who is looking to join a group where we can talk freely about things in a kind, courteous way, you won't get removed for a difference of opinion as long as your opinions are all expressed kindly. Please come and join our Facebook group. It is called Divulge, D-I-V-U-L-G-E. I would really love to see you there. It's only a small group at the moment. We've been up for 3 days. We have 300 followers. Yay! And if you ever do need to reach out to me for any reason at all, if you need support, if you need help, please feel free to DM me on my TikTok account, on my Instagram account, or you can now also email me at divulgewithdylan@gmail.com. So that's divulgewithdylan@gmail.com. I know this was probably not the funnest episode, and I'm really sorry if it bored you or if you weren't interested, but this is really important information that I just felt like needed to get out there. And I am hoping to record with Ange tonight so we can get an episode up for you with Ange in it. Super pumped for that. I fucking love her so much. Anyway, guys, I will see you in the next episode. Have a great day. Mwah. Bye.